In the meantime, the UN envoy for Yemen has arrived in the capital, Sana'a, as the battle between Saudi-led forces and Yemeni fighters escalates near the port city of Hodeidah. Martin Griffiths is expected to propose to Ansarullah leaders that they cede control of the port city to a UN-supervised committee in order to avoid further aggression. Meanwhile, the Saudi-led coalition forces claim that they have taken control of the Hodeidah International Airport. Humanitarian agencies say that they have no access to areas south of the city where people have been injured or displaced. Saudi-led forces started an extensive operation to take control of Hodeidah on Wednesday. The port city is the only entry point for goods and essentials needed for the war-battered country. Political commentator Sarah Flounder says that the United Nations is obliged to condemn the Saudi onslaught in Yemen, but instead it takes sides with the aggression.
The UN role has been again and again to side with oppression, and that's unfortunate, but it's a fact. And it's true whether we're looking at Syria, whether we're looking at the Palestinians, and the absolute barrage of attacks that have come from Israel, or if we're looking at Yemen and the onslaught by Saudi Arabia with total backup and support from the U.S. government. None of this would be possible if the UN were silent. But in fact, it is silent. And so for the UN envoy to encourage the Ansarullah movement to cede control of the port on a humanitarian ground, it doesn't certainly seem or appear to be an impartial role, nor will it mean really a continuation of aid on a humanitarian basis. That is not the role that the UN plays in the world today. This is really a U.S. war carried out by the Saudis. And it's important to say that and to condemn it. And the UN has every ability, in any circumstance, to continue humanitarian relief. And that could be parachuted in, for that matter. But for them to call on the Ansarullah movement to cede control, it certainly sounds like their support form for the Saudi attack.